stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, December 31st. Parking meter rates in La Mesa will double. We'll tell you why next, but first, the headlines. Beginning at 6 p.m. today, the California Highway Patrol will bolster operations in the county and throughout the entire state of California. The main objective is clear: crack down on impaired, reckless, or intoxicated drivers. The increased enforcement will end on New Year's Day at midnight. The CHP reports that nearly 500 people were arrested on DUI charges during last year's enforcement period. The Highway Patrol reminds you to please plan ahead by designating a sober driver, taking public transportation, or calling a rideshare. There are 5 new animal welfare laws coming in the new year that looks to strengthen vet care and further protect pets. The San Diego Humane Society says the new laws exist thanks to lobbying efforts put forth by an alliance of advocacy groups. One of the new laws allows registered vet techs or assistants to perform any medical task not prohibited by law. Another allows vet techs at shelters to administer essential things like parasite control or vaccination shots without a supervising vet's presence. Both new laws are meant to respond to the shortage of veterinarians and provide more animals with care. For the full list of new animal welfare laws, you can visit sdhumane.org. The San Diego Public Library is issuing a challenge, a winter reading challenge. You can win prizes like movie or museum tickets throughout January. To qualify, complete a total of 5 books, hours of reading, or activities. This year's theme of Every Picture Tells a Story challenges participants to blend reading with visual art. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Figuring out the right sport for your kid can feel overwhelming. I'm taking that journey with my son, Dorian, exploring different sports and revisiting the fields that I grew up playing. Together, we're searching for the right fit and maybe reconnecting with a few old memories along the way. It's Game Time Decision, a new series from KPBS. Join us at kpbs.org/gametime.
La Mesa's parking meter rates will double tomorrow when the calendar turns to 2026. Reporter Elaine Alfaro says this is the first time the rate has changed in 2 decades.
I know 150 isn't much more than 75 cents, but if there's a precedent for like just doubling the price, when's it going to stop?
That's Sam Hockaday. He paid the meter in downtown La Mesa for a shopping day this week, but he's wary of rising parking costs across San Diego County.
I feel like in a lot of places, it costs the same amount to park as it does to like get whatever meal or coffee you're trying to get. And that sucks.
Mayor Mark Arapostathis says the rate hike is needed to cover the cost of maintaining and upgrading the meters.
We did raise, unanimously voted to raise the rates, and mostly because all the costs have gone up. And technology has changed, and we want to try to keep up with that.
Brittany Fox is a co-owner of Small Batch, a downtown gift shop. She's unfazed by the increase.
Because our parking is already so inexpensive, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
The La Mesa Parking Commission estimates the rate will generate an additional $273,000 in parking revenues per year. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
Nearly 1.7 million Californians qualify for both Medicare and Medi-Cal. Starting in January, health reporter Heidi DeMarco says a major expansion will bring coordinated care options to residents of Imperial County.
Right now, people who qualify for both Medicare and Medi-Cal often juggle two plans, two insurance cards, and two sets of benefits.
But when they do qualify for both, it can often be hard to navigate the benefits of it.
Dr. Ian Neal is a UCSD health geriatrician. He treats patients in Medi-Medi plans, programs that combine Medicare and Medi-Cal into a single coordinated plan.
But with the benefit of having a care coordinator.
San Diego County was among the first to offer Medi-Medi plans. Starting January 1st, Imperial County will join 29 new counties, giving local seniors and people with disabilities access to coordinated coverage for the first time. One of the plans will be offered by the Community Health Plan of Imperial Valley. CEO Lawrence Lewis says,
there's about 15,000 that are in the county that could qualify for this.
Ultimately, Neal says coordinated care offered by Medi-Medi plans is about helping people stay healthier longer.
It's a way to really say, let's take patients that we know are frail and let's get an extra safety net around them.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The Holiday Bowl is an annual San Diego event where top college football teams from across the U.S. come here to play. Reporter Jacob Ayer says for the first time, the game will be held in January.
For nearly five decades, college football's Holiday Bowl has called San Diego home. This year, University of Arizona and Texas's Southern Methodist University are the two teams going head-to-head. But the day is about more than on-field action. There are also events downtown, including a 5K run and large parade Friday morning before the game, says Natalie Schneck. She's vice president of marketing with Sports San Diego, who produces the event.
You can expect to see bands from both teams, balloons, floats, all that. And there's also a lot of like local organizations that march in the parade as well.
The Holiday Bowl game is set to take place at Snapdragon Stadium this Friday, January 2nd at 5 p.m. Schneck says as of Monday morning, there were a little over 3,000 unsold tickets. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
For the first time in more than 20 years, rain is predicted for the Rose Parade tomorrow. But that won't dampen the spirits of two Carlsbad brothers who will be marching in the Tournament of Roses Parade. North County reporter Alexander Wen says they are part of the Bands of America National Honor Band, composed of high school students from across the country.
Music has always been a large part of the Parker brothers' lives.
I've played trumpet for 8 years.
I've been playing the flute for 6 years.
And this New Year's Day, 17-year-old Sam and 15-year-old Tori Parker will be part of the Bands of America National Honor Band at the Rose Parade.
I was really, really hyped because, you know, this is a huge, huge part of the Southern California tradition, really American tradition at all.
For Sam, the Rose Bowl is the culmination of his high school band career. For Tori, it's the last chance for him to play together with his brother in marching band.
And I can't wait to do it with this guy. Part of the reason I'm in the parade and part of the reason Tori's in the parade is because, you know, we have each other. We're constantly pushing each other in our practice sessions to, you know, get better, play faster, play harder, play softer, play nicer.
Which pairs well with this year's parade theme, the magic in teamwork. The Rhodes Parade steps off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
For birders, a big year is when you set out to see as many distinct bird species as possible within a single year. It's part competition, part obsession, and winning the race in San Diego County is a huge undertaking. Producer Anthony Wallace met up with three of 2025's top local birders.
For a birder, there might be no better place in the United States than San Diego County. This is the big leagues of birding.
San Diego is arguably the birdiest county in the country. The leading birder every year is from San Diego County.
At the top of the big year standings this year are three heavy hitters. There's Rick Grove, a semi-retired former superintendent. When we met up in mid-December, he had 390 birds.
With 390, that puts me in third place currently.
Grove was my guide on my first ever birding trip at the San Diego Bird Festival, an experience we documented on the Finest podcast. He was such a master at identifying birds, I couldn't imagine anyone beating him this year. But David Trissel was just one bird behind him, and neither one of them were particularly close to first place.
I'm probably 10, 15 birds behind the leader here.
The leader, who you might call the Tony Gwynn of birding in San Diego, is Paul Lehman.
I have currently the highest total for this year.
Lehman's academic background is in geography, but his life has been all about birds.
I did the range maps for many of the field guides that people use of showing where the birds are found. So birding was a passion, a hobby, a life, but also it was a profession.
Paul is a guy who finds half the birds, the rest, maybe more than half the birds, the rest of us chase.
All these top birders go out nearly every morning, usually before sunrise, and they're constantly on call, like firefighters, ready to spring into action when word of a rare bird comes in.
And this morning was a good example of that. Paul put out the word about a thick-billed longspur out at Brown Field out in Otay. I was already on the road heading down this way when I got the word. I turned around and went that way.
They charter boats to explore the ocean, drive to remote corners of the county, and climb mountains, all to spot rare birds. There's no prize for winning, just the memories, the bragging rights, and the satisfaction of finding something truly elusive.
It's a competition, but it's a competition with yourself more than really anybody else.
This community is amazing in that everybody helps everybody and everybody wants everyone to see every bird.
And in February, everyone came together for one spectacular bird, the undisputed highlight of this year in birding.
We had a lesser frigate bird, which is from the South Pacific, and it's only the fourth or fifth time it's ever been seen anywhere in North America.
That lesser frigate bird was thousands of miles from its natural habitat. One of the most exciting phenomena in birding is the scientific mystery of vagrants, birds that migrate to the wrong place.
We don't really know why the birds show up here. We don't know if their compass is off. We don't know if these are like the pioneers of that species that decided to go west.
Fascinating birds surround us almost anywhere you go in San Diego. And of course, Trissel, Grove, and Lehman couldn't help but sneak in some birding during our interview. We were at Robb Field in Ocean Beach, and they pointed out a willet, which calls its name in flight, and a black-bellied plover, which flies all the way from here to the Arctic Circle.
So willet's on the left, and the black-bellied plover is on the right, walking to the left. They're going to meet. You'll see the bill.
Since the pandemic, birding has become much more popular and more diverse. You don't need to be an elite birder at the top of the standings to marvel at our feathered neighbors. For me, last year's San Diego Bird Festival was slightly life-changing. It deepened my appreciation for the mind-blowing nature in our own backyard. That festival is coming up again in February, and you'll have the chance to bird with champions like Grove or Trissel. But all you really need to get started is a walk outside, and the free birding app Merlin helps too.
Just look at birds. It doesn't take any equipment. It doesn't take a mentor. The three of us are, we look like what you might consider birders to look like. We're old, retired white men. And I think it's really important to point out that birding is for everybody.
Anthony Wallace, KPBS News.
You can hear more from Rick Grove on The Finest. Search the podcast for 100 Birds in One Day. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
Central to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.